to Sharp. Wide open. And knocked out of midair by Shattenkirk. Saved a goal. A clear goal. And he knocked it right out of midair.
How about those hands? How about...
That is courtesy of John Kelly, Darren Pang, and the old Fox Sports Midwest. And we are very excited now to welcome in St. Louis fan favorite, Kevin Shattenkirk. He is 14 years in the NHL, half of them with your St. Louis Blues manning the blue line. Kevin, thank you for joining us, and congratulations on an extraordinary career. It's good to talk
thank
to you.
Yeah, great to hear your voice, Amy. Happy to be here. Thank you for the great intro there. I love it.
Well, I mentioned, 7 of the 14 years you were with the St. Louis Blues, but you, as you mentioned in your beautifully written retirement note, that you've accomplished so much in your career, from winning a Stanley Cup, scoring a Stanley Cup final overtime goal, playing in all-star games, representing the United States in the Olympics. Look, have you had a chance yet to really soak in what a career you've had?
A little bit. It's fun doing a bunch of interviews, because I think you forget about, some of the other great moments along the way, and doing these little hits in St. Louis. You know, there were just so many great memories that I have there with a lot of great friends, I enjoyed every moment when I was playing. I tried to soak it in while I was playing, but I've connected with a lot of people, and a lot of people have reached out to me over the last week or so to congratulate me, and it just brings a flood of memories back and makes you appreciate what I had when I was playing.
I don't know if you remember this specific moment, but for me, you are forever linked to the 2016 Winter Classic alumni game, because Wayne Gretzky, Bobby Hull, Peter Stastny, all these greats were in the locker room. And I walked in, and I think you were right there too. And you looked at me and you said, "This is incredible." Like, you were just thrilled to be there in that locker room. Do you remember? I imagine that had to be a highlight as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, when we finally found out that we got the game in St. Louis, we were all excited as players, and I don't think we could have imagined the red carpet that was rolled out for all of those legends. But I do remember that we all made it a point to go to that game, to the alumni game, and watch, and being invited down to the locker room after. I actually think I maybe might have stolen one away in Gretzky's sticks and gotten it signed. It might be in my basement right now, but I think, again, that was the beauty of playing in St. Louis. The alumni group there is so strong, and they look out for the players. And I know that I benefited from that when I first got to St. Louis, and made it a point to show up to any event they had or hang out after a game and chat with them, because, they're just amazing people. And that's what makes the St. Louis hockey community so strong.
We're visiting with former Blues defenseman Kevin Shattenkirk here on the Quiver River Electric guest line. We've got a long career in the NHL, 14 years, and making a decision like this is never easy for a professional athlete. How difficult was it for you to come to this conclusion that it was time to retire?
It was hard, but not as hard as I thought it would be. I certainly was waiting around, later in the summer and into the fall for, whatever type of opportunity might come my way. And, I think the more I sat with it, the more I spent some time with, my family, and we have a newborn here who came at the end of August. It kind of forced me to reflect on things and, just be at peace with where I was. And like you guys said, I accomplished a lot of things and a lot of things that maybe I didn't expect to in my career, but to have, all of those in my back pocket and really sit here and think about, whether going back to play was the right thing. It made me a lot more at peace with it. And, I couldn't be happier with the decision and moving on to the next chapter of my life.
Looking back at playing in Stanley Cup finals, playing in the NHL, but then also representing the United States in the Olympics, how did those two experiences compare?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. The Olympics kind of came and went in a flash. But, you know, I played for USA Hockey, you know, teams at all levels growing up. And you know, it's always such an honor to be asked to play on those teams and represent your country. And it's a, certainly a different feel when, you know, you go to Russia, you're in the cafeteria with all these different athletes from different countries. You know, it kind of it forces you to, again, take a step back from the hockey side of it and really appreciate the experience. You know, I had my family there, my brothers, my parents, you know, and I think we really enjoyed that. I mean, certainly we fell short of our goal, but, you know, it's, again, we were there for 2 weeks. We didn't really get to practice beforehand to gel as a team, but the way we came together was amazing. And, it's certainly not the grind that you go through with, you know, an NHL team and what it takes to win a Stanley Cup, but, I think it's obviously amazing to be able to play best on best for, you know, however much time you have over there. And, you know, as a younger player at the time, it really, it took me, you know, took me back a little bit. And I was able to really appreciate, you know, just how great the NHL is and how good some of these players really were.
You know, the Blues winning the Cup happened, what, just a couple of years after you left, and then after they won, you won. That's a pretty good couple of years, because I know you have a soft spot for St. Louis still and for the Blues. Clearly, you care about that organization. So to have those two things pretty much happen back-to-back must have been really cool.
Yeah, I was happy it happened, you know, within that succession, because I would have been a little bit more depressed if it didn't.
Right.
You know, I got traded to Washington. Washington won it the year after I was there, and then the Blues were right after that. So I thought for a second there that I was, you know, the good luck Chuck and the guy who would just get on a team, leave, and then everyone else would see success. But, no, I mean, I was obviously thrilled to win it in Tampa. You know, but really, I think, like you said, I know how much the Blues mean to the city of St. Louis. I certainly was, you know, reaped the benefits of that and was so happy to see so many great friends win it, so many great fans that I connected with along the way. You know, media, everyone, just, you know, I knew how much it meant to them, and I couldn't be more thrilled to kind of watch the parade and see that celebration.
What did you do with the cup on your day?
I took it around my hometown in New Rochelle. We did some stuff at City Hall and some of the young players in my organization growing up. I went to my gym with Ben Prentice, who's a longtime mentor of mine, and also took it to one of my favorite restaurants, ate some pasta out of it, which was great. And then I went into New York City and had a big party there with a bunch of people. I stopped by MSG, took a picture in front of MSG with it as kind of a little bit of a, hey, thanks for cutting me loose so I can win this thing. you know, it was a phenomenal day. You know, the Stanley Cup it's like an A-list celebrity, you know, hanging on your arm. So
yeah,
it was just a thrill to see how excited people get with it and take some pictures and, you know, really allow them to share that experience with me.
Did it make the news at Boston University? Kevin Shattenkirk, the pride of Boston University, winning that Stanley Cup?
It did. It did. And you know, fortunately, we have, you know, quite a few guys at BU who have won it before. So it was kind of like another, you know, joining another group of, you know, esteemed players along the way who were able to say that their name is on Stanley Cup.
Was there, I know this is an impossible question, Kevin, and I even feel bad asking it, but just...
She doesn't feel that bad.
I feel a little bad. Not horrible, but a little. Just a moment, and it could be lifting the Stanley Cup. It could be an overtime goal. It could be something else. Are there some highlight moments that stick out to you that you still can't believe happened in your career?
Yeah, I mean, those two, I think, are definitely probably at the top. You know, and you know, my first goal, you know, that's kind of a you know, a big welcome to the league moment. When you finally, you know, notch that and you can say that you've done it. You know, I think playing in the Winter Classic in St. Louis was, again, just an amazing moment. When I think probably my favorite moment in St. Louis is when we beat Chicago in the first playoff series round in game 7 at home. You know, I think that was a huge weight lifted off of all of our shoulders and beating, you know, a team that was in the middle of a dynasty and moving on. You know, we really felt like we had a chance to win it that year, but just a testament to how hard it is to win a Stanley Cup. So, you know, there are plenty along the way that that I'm sure I can think back on, but those few stick out for sure.
Well, Kevin, I know we got to let you go. Before I do, I want to thank you for making fun of me when I wore that orange, bright orange Hunter hat in the locker room.
I still remember that, too.
It was so bright. It was cold. What was I supposed to do? Kevin Shattenkirk, incredible hockey career, 14 years, Stanley Cup champion, a favorite in the city of St. Louis. Thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations on an extraordinary career.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Kevin Shattenkirk. He's Chris Ranji. I'm Amy Markscores. Hey, when we come back, we're going to speak with Annie Waldman, reporter at ProPublica, about mental health and how health insurance companies interfere with mental health care. It's the Chris and Amy Show on KMOX.